Blackstone Audiobooks presents
The Devil Met a Lady by Stuart M. Kaminsky. To Luciana Krepax, with thanks for her friendship, her continuing appreciation of Toby and his misadventures, and her fantastic translations. You mean all this time we could have been friends? Baby Jane to Blanche in Whatever Happened to Baby Jane? Chapter 1. If I remain in this room for 5 more minutes, I will surely go mad, 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 Betty Davis said, grabbing the sleeve of my jacket as I reached for the door. She looked into my eyes. Hers were large and determined. Mine were red and beady. I couldn't blame her. She'd been holed up in a small room in the Great Palms Hotel on Main for almost 24 hours, with nothing to eat but room service ham and cheese on white, and nothing to drink but water and Rupert Mellow Light beer. She had the bed. I had the undersized sofa. The Great Palms Hotel was a good place to get lost. Not in the top 25%, and not in the bottom 10, usually hovering not far from respectable mediocrity. We were registered as Mr. and Mrs. Giddens, Arthur and Regina Giddens. The names were her choice, just bad enough to be believable, not that the clerk had cared when we checked in at 2 in the morning. There had been no one in the lobby at that hour, and Davis, wearing a floppy hat that covered most of her face in shadow, had gone immediately, impatiently, with her hip-throwing walk, to a frazzled sofa behind a potted palm. She dropped a nearly empty suitcase in front of her on the floor. The night clerk's name was Scott Kosakos. It was etched in white on an ebony plate perched on the...